Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Pop Off Podcast with me, your host, Lewis. You're stuck with me. You're listening now. I'm sorry, you can't switch off because it's just me today. So you've not even got someone else to sort of take away the pain of just me for 20 minutes. But you're listening now. And if you don't carry on listening, you're going to get 10 years bad luck. So I'm really sorry, babe. You're stuck in it. This week, we talk about a lot about babies. Definitely don't want a child anytime soon. Children, yuck. But babies are coming up a lot recently. We talk about all the different shows that the Love Island are heading to and a lot of drama with Kanye West. It's hard to keep up with at this point. Hello, good morning. Guten Morgen. That's actually good morning in German. Actually, hold on. I've just assumed that you're listening to this in the morning. Quite frankly, you could be listening to this at any time. There's no time preference when it comes to this podcast. We're accepting of all time listeners here. I actually was about to say I'm saying good morning because it's the morning, but I'm looking at my phone now and it's actually 3:01 p.m, which is technically not classified as the morning, but in my brain, my life, and my mind, 1:30 p.m. is like everyone else's 8 a.m. So it is morning to me. This week, I feel like Mr. Kanye West, I know Keeping Up with the Kardashians ended, but we need Keeping Up with Kanye. This stuff, like, I feel like I've gone through about 7 stages of his life in 1 week. And I'm really struggling to keep up. First of all, there was the rebrand of his name. He is no longer, I'm sat here calling him Kanye. He's no longer called Kanye, guys, just so you know. He is called Ye, which I actually quite like. I'm thinking potentially my child may be called Ye, because it's quite a fun name. And also, I like how it's just a Y and an E. Aesthetic-wise, it's very pleasing. And then also thinking that maybe I should change my name to Is. Lewis. Is. Just the Is. I mean, he kind of was Ye already, like, this whole time, I swear. But I'm pretty sure it's, like, legalized now that you can change... Like, I mean, not that it's now just been legalized that you can change your name. But, I mean, I'm pretty sure he has now legally changed his name to Ye. Could be wrong. If I am wrong, this is quite a bold statement to say that he's legally changed his document of birth. But I'm still going to back myself because 9 times out of 10, I'm usually right. So I'm going to say that he has legally changed his name. I think the fact that you can legally change your name is one of the top 5 best things about this country. Like, isn't that so fun? That if you were born and you were like imagine you were born like a Deborah or like a Susan. And like, do you know what I mean? They're like no offense to any Deborahs or Susan listening, but they're like, they're a bit more mature names. And imagine you were like a funky, fashionable chick. You got an IMG set on. You've got a white eyeliner. You've got, I don't know what's cool anymore. Guys, it's really hard to keep up with what's cool. I swear, TikTok, everything changes every second. And now I'm like making me think, oh my God, is this me getting old? Because I swear it's old people who'd be like, I don't know what's cool anymore. But that is me. Like, I actually don't know. Like, it's hard to keep up. And my TikTok For You page is just... like, it's just changed. Like, it's not cool things anymore. It's just, like, people falling over and falling into water. And I'm like, it's like the algorithm know that I turned 22 and they were like, nope, this boy does not need to know what's cool anymore. But anyway, back to the Deborahs and Susans of the world. Imagine if you were born, like, really, like, that name and you were really cool. And then you could just change it to something like, I don't know, like, X. I feel like that's a cool girl name. Or, like, Sky. Or maybe, like, I don't know. I just feel like... the fact that you can change your name is great. And I actually tried to convince my parents when I was younger to legally change my name to Max. Spoiler alert, I was not allowed to do that. Next up on the Kanye list of... it's literally like he's got a to-do list this week of headlines that he's had to make. It's like a scavenger hunt. You know, when they, like, give you a list of things that you have to do. And I swear to God, this is, like, his scavenger hunt of the week. Like, is his funness of trying to get in the headlines. But he did release an album. I have not listened to it, but apparently 95% of the people who I follow on Instagram have, because this is what this has gone back to. I don't know what's cool anymore. I clearly don't, because anybody who was anyone was posting screenshots of Kanye West's story on their Instagram story. By the way, guys, you can listen to an album and not have to post it on your Instagram story. I don't know if this is common knowledge based off of the past week and who I follow on Instagram, because, like, I quite frankly, in the nicest way possible, like, Becky, I don't care if you're listening to Kanye West's album. Like, if I really cared, I would have followed you on like, Spotify or whatever those, like, things are where you can follow people and see what they're listening to, which is really scary. And I always forget that that is actually a feature on, like, those streaming services, that you can, like, follow someone and listen, like, you can see what they're listening to. Because sometimes, I usually have good music taste, but you can catch me slipping. You can catch me lacking, and you will catch me in a Becky Hill streaming marathon. And it's just, like, I just forget that, like, everybody can see that, especially because my, like, listening thing is public. Like, that's really embarrassing for me. But I haven't listened to the album yet, so I've actually got nothing to say for it. I'm pretty sure there was, I just saw him tweet some... I say I saw him tweet something the other day, but what day is he not tweeting something? But he did tweet something along the lines of, like, a song wasn't allowed on and his record label dropped it. There was some kind of drama, hadn't listened to the album, couldn't quite keep up with it, so I kind of just sat that one out. But I will listen to it at some point, because I do love Kanye West. But just, you know what, I'm a busy boy, been up to a lot. And finally, we just talked about the album. He had a album streaming, listening party, which I swear is usually just like a couple of your friends sat around the sofa while you're eating a bag of Dorito crisps. But this was like to a whole stadium of arena. And there was like arts and music and dancing. And like, I don't know, it was like, it literally looked like the Britain's Got Talent acted one and was performing at the Royal Variety Show. Like, I really didn't quite comprehend what was going on. But he had an album listening party, and allegedly, him and Kim got remarried. Now, I'm not sure legally how genuine this marriage is, but she was dressed in a wedding dress, and they walked down the aisle, which to me, I mean, I've only ever been to one wedding before, but the one wedding I went to, that was very much what happened. So I don't know if it was just like a PR stunt, like them, they were trying to like just pretend that they were getting remarried, or, you know, they were just trying to like get their names out there, because we know, like, we love Kim. Kim is my sister for life. Me and Kim, we go way back, but we can't, like, she does love a headline, and she'll do a lot for a headline. And I, honestly, I have to respect the hustle. I would probably say that I would do the same if it came down to it. And I wanted to go down that route of being a billionaire. But you know me, I'm just so humble. I would never want to be a billionaire. Isn't it actually mad that people are billionaires? Like, I don't really understand most things in this world, but someone on Twitter did like a breakdown of what a billionaire actually makes, and it's disgusting, and I don't understand. Like, you're never gonna go through that amount of money in a lifetime. Donate it somewhere, babe. Look at me trying to save the world. Little Mix, God, I feel like they are constantly just evolving, but also in terms of numbers, because I can't remember the last time one of them had a baby, but I feel like it was in the past week, and I'm really struggling to keep up, because it was something like Perry had her baby, Leanne had her twins, I think their manager had a baby, and Leanne's sister had a baby, all in the space of like 7 days of each other. And I'm sorry, this must have been a plan. Like, I know Little Mix, and they're smart and very talented girls. They're not like me. They don't wake up in the morning and be like, what should I do today? Like, shall I have a croissant or should I walk to a freaking cafe? Like, they wake up and they are planning world domination. Like, we're on very different types of schedules. So I'm just thinking there is quite possibly no way that the universe has coincided that these five little mixed babies all popped out in the same week. This is some part of like an evil, well, not evil, God, oh my God, sorry. Oh my God, I'm not calling five like newborn babies evil. I don't mean it like that. But I mean like a big mastermind plan, like a Dr. Doofenshmirtz from Phineas and Ferb type of plan. But I'm excited. I can't remember any, have they announced any names? I don't know. But It's time, isn't it? It's time for Little Mixed Babies. I feel like they have quite frankly done everything in the world other than given birth. So they did have to check that one off the list. I hope that they get involved somehow. I know that it's quite possibly not functional, a newborn baby to be on set of a music video, but I've had bigger dreams and I have also seen stranger things happen. So fingers crossed it does happen. And also in terms of Little Mix news, Jessie Nelson is teasing her brand new single, her comeback to music. She's going to come back as a solo artist. Honestly, gotta respect it. Good for her. Nicki Minaj is supposed to be featuring in it, so obviously it's going to absolutely bang, because what song doesn't bang if it doesn't have a Nicki Minaj feature in? That is literal facts written in the Bible by Jesus Christ himself. He didn't write the Bible, did he? Who do you think? Like, do you think the people who wrote the Bible got author credits? Like, you know when someone writes a song and they got, like, songwriting credits on, like, the little, like, section? Is that who, like, Matthew, Luke, and John are? Are they the Bible authors? There has been lots and lots of chats of which shows this year's Love Islanders are going to be fodded off to, because we already know that half of the Love Island cast will appear on an array of different reality TV shows. We're going to have, like, we're going to have, like, Georgia, who was in it for, like, 2 days, appear on, like, Coach Trip on the Farm, Down South, Place in the Sun edition. Like, they're all going to appear somewhere. But apparently, according to my sources being the showbiz section of tabloid newspapers, so we're really not, it's not quite trustworthy sources, but apparently Toby's heading for Dancing on Ice and Liberty is heading for I'm a Celebrity. I don't believe it. I'm sorry. I don't believe, I believe the Toby one. That's very true. They always have a Love Islander on that show every year. And I'm very happy for Toby. As I said, I want Toby to get all his flowers, and he's going to have to get $50k he deserved from somewhere else, clearly. So Dancing on Ice it is. However, Liberty on I'm a Celeb, I'm not buying it. I don't believe it for a second. They've never had a Love Islander on before. So I'm like, is it going to be Liberty? Love the girl, but I feel like they're saving it for, like, Maura or Olivia Atwood. Do you know what I mean? Like a big personality. Obviously, Liberty is a big personality and love it to pieces. But, like, I feel like they're going to want someone who's a bit more argumentative, a bit more, like, dabbled, like, knows how to work the crowd. But I will be happy if she goes on I'm a Celeb. Also, I'm a Celeb is happening in Wales again this year. Snooze first. I want the jungle. I want the heat. I want them. Actually, you know what? I actually quite like Wales because I liked how it was in real time. Like, did anyone else ever, like, used to get so discombobulated when it was, like, 9 p.m. and you were watching I'm a Celeb? What are they called? Evictions? Dumpings? Vote-offs? I don't know. It's definitely not a dumping. I'm a Celeb lot around the fire pit. Like, Gillian McKeith, I've chosen to recouple with you. I actually always got really confused when it was, like, 9 p.m. And obviously it's winter, so it's, like, pitch black by 9 p.m. Also, it's getting dark so early. Like, I'm pretty sure I got dark at 7 p.m. last night, which I'm not complaining about because, well, everyone I tell this to shouts at me. They're like, shut up. But I'm over summer. I feel like this summer has been never ending because there wasn't, like, a heat wave, or there wasn't, like, it wasn't hot. Do you know what I mean? So I feel like we've just had an extensive summer since April. And I'm kind of just a bit like, get me all cozy, get my fluffy socks on and my fluffy pyjamas, get in bed with a Christmas movie, do you know what I mean? And usually I'm not like that. Usually summer is my favourite season, but I'm ready for the leaves to start falling, the crunchy walk back from the tube station as my feet crunch the crunchiness of the crunchy leaves. Gemma Collins says she's going to have birth on live television next year. Yep. I don't really know where to start with this one. It's a lot to process and a lot to take in, and I'm not quite sure if I will be watching it, but that's also a complete lie because I won't be able to take my eyes away from it. I just, the woman of Gemma Collins is, like, she is one of a kind. I don't know how she was produced, but I've quite frankly never met anyone like them. I've never even seen anyone else on TV who was, I feel like now she's a bit more self-aware and now she kind of knows what she's doing. But when she was on Celebrity Big Brother, I feel like she had no idea what, like, the impact she was having on us as a society and the way that she is going to change the way we live for the rest of our lives, like, at the time. Like, do you know how many times I've quoted in my life, my hair is frazzled, or I don't want to play any more games? Like, they are, quotes, ingrained into my brain and ingrained into society. You could say that out of context to anyone and they would immediately know, like, what you mean. Like, Gemma Collins is British culture. Gemma Collins deserves to be on the £20 note. Not even the £10 note. Get her on the £20 note. Anyway, as she said that she was going to have birth on live TV, I did have a little think about logistic-wise. Is that even legal? Would it have to be after the watershed? Because I still don't think... Are you allowed vaginas on TV after the watershed? Well, also, I'm assuming it's not going to be like an up-close POV view. Like, this isn't like a TikTok POV of the midwife. Like, maybe it will be like she'll be covered. Like, that area will be covered. It'll just be her face. But then it's like, do I want to watch Gemma Collins groan and moan for... I don't know how long it takes to give birth because I'm not someone who gives birth. I'm not of that. I actually did think the other day as well when I read that giving birth. Oh God, that sounds so painful. Shoving, trying to push. Well, first of all, you have to have another human in your stomach for 9 months. No, that's not a bit of me. I'm sorry. I like my personal space. I don't need someone like cramping my style like that. And then you, after you've carried, like, I get tired carrying, like, my Tesco's bag to back to my flat, and I have a lift. Like, it's not even like I'm carrying it up the stairs, but my supermarket bag is a lot to carry. Never mind carrying another human around with me for 9 months. And then actually having to push a human out of you. That's terrifying. Oh, God, I'm getting shivers. Married at First Sight has come to the UK, and I am so excited. And I don't know why I'm so excited, because I've never actually watched... I've watched, like... One, I really tried to watch the Australian version of Married at First Sight, but it's just the episodes are like 2 hours long, and I'm like, I can't do this. Me and my attention span are not built for 2 hour long episodes. Like, there's a reason why I don't watch movies and I watch TV shows. It's because I have no attention span. So I kind of gave up on Married at First Sight Australia, but everybody told me that I would love it. Everybody said it would be my type of show. But they finally come out with the UK version. I think it literally aired last night, I think. But I saw it on loads of people's stories and everybody was saying it was really good. So excited to watch. And I actually think I would go on that show. You know, everybody always says there's one reality TV show they go on. I think mine could be Married at First Sight. So there's a season two. Any casting producers listening, I think I'm willing to give it a shot. Because I think, actually now I'm thinking about it, marriage is kind of deep. Like, marriage is kind of like, it's not like a blind date. It's marriage. Like... You know, like, I was kind of reading it like, oh my God, like, I'd meet someone blind and, like, that could be fun. No, I'm legally tied to this person for quite a while, which I don't really have the time or patience to go through the legal documentation of being tied to someone. Like, come on, guys. Is a title not enough? Is saying I'm your boyfriend not enough for you? Do you really need a piece of paper that legally ties me to you? Because maybe I'll get bored. I can't promise you that my attention's going to go, oh God, no, that may sound like I'm a cheat. I'm not going to be a cheat. Oh my God. I just mean that, like, maybe I'll wake up one day and I'm like, nah, not a bit of me. That makes me sound like a terrible person, doesn't it? But you know, at least I'm honest. Also, that was also a terrible advert for anyone who's interested in me. Maybe you can change my ways, I promise. You can. OMG. I don't know why it's taking me this long to talk about this, but Zoella's given birth. This is everything and more to me. This means more to me than my little brother's birth. I feel like I was there with Zoella when she gave birth. I have based my entire existence on Zoella, and to know that there is another, like, mini Zoella now running the earth, I can't wait for, I think it's the name's Ogilvy. That's definitely not the name. It's like Olive. Oh, it's one of those funny names. It's like it's a quirky one. It's Oteal, sorry. Oh, that's quite a nice name, actually. I feel like the spelling of it's a bit weird, but God, 1.5 million likes. Maybe I should have a baby if that's getting 1.5 million likes. You know what I mean? Like, ratio's been a bit down recently. If all it takes is to have a baby, I take back everything I said about not carrying a child for 9 months. I will happily squish one out for... Why has this entire podcast been about babies? Why is everyone having a baby right now? Maybe this is... You know how I said I can't keep up with what's cool? It must be that babies are cool because everyone's having one. So maybe I'll just have to do that. But yes, Oteal. I can't wait for them to be promoting the Rimmel 07 lipstick. Like, our OG Queen Zoella herself. I'm thinking Oteal is going to love Christmas because Zoella is going to give the best Christmas to a child that ever could ever be given. Do you know how out of the way she's going to go? Like, Oteal's going to have personalized stockings. obviously. Othiel is going to have trees, which are maybe like 12 foot tall. Othiel is going to have, like, I'm pretty sure Zoella starts planning Christmas in July. Like, maybe she was a bit busy this year because she was pushing out a kid. But, like, the Excel spreadsheets are going from, like, July for Zoella's Christmas. Othiel is going to be, like, there is no way that winter is not going to be Othiel's favourite season. Also, I really hope that's how you pronounce the name. Othiel. O-T-T-I-L. Oh, there's another I after the E, so it's Otilly, not Othiel. Big apologies to Otilly. I'm so sorry if you're listening. It's not my fault. It was a tricky name to pronounce. And finally, as always, we end our episodes with an unpopular opinion. This week's unpopular opinion. Well, it's not. Well, it's my unpopular opinion. Just give me a second to get into it. You is coming back for season 3. How many times do we need to see a man stalking a woman? I watched season 1. I thought it was okay. I thought it was quite good, actually. I'll give it. I said it was quite good. I went to watch season 2 and got an episode and a half in, and I was like, is this not the exact same plotline as season 1? Just the main girl has a different coloured hair. It's just a different main girl. Like, I'm really not, like, seeing the appeal. Everyone did say to me, no, it gets so much better once you get into season 2. It changes. I shouldn't have to be, I should be convinced after episode 1. I'm not one of those people who like to give shows a chance, because why am I giving it a chance? You should have me hooked on first look. That's the way, like, especially for a company like Netflix. You know, you can hire, you've got the money to hire the people to write a formula where I get hooked on episode 1. I shouldn't be watching and, like, forcing myself to enjoy a TV show. I am far too busy to force myself to, that's a complete lie. I actually do nothing with my life. But my popular opinion is that I don't like you. I don't think there's a need for season 3. I can't watch the show without thinking, as the main guy is Dan from Gossip Girl, and I'm like, when's he going to whip out his phone and write an anonymous story about someone? Kind of the plotline of You as well. That's kind of weird, actually, that in both shows that he's been in, he's been cast to be some creepy stalker guy. I'm sorry, if that was me, I'd be re-evaluating my life. Why am I being cast on 2 separate mainstream shows as a creepy stalker guy? Is that the vibe I give off? Is it typecasting? Because that is too much of a coincidence to be cast in 2 shows like that. I actually don't think he gives off that vibe. Maybe he just plays that very well. Who knows? It's a talent and a skill. I wish I could be an actor. I actually don't. I wish I could be a pop star. I think I'd be a fantastic pop star. Other than the fact I can't dance and I get tired walking up the stairs. So I don't really know how to do the whole choreography stuff. But one day, mark my words, I will be a pop star performing at a festival. Thank you very much for listening to this episode. As always, make sure you click subscribe. You can find us on Global Player, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all the others. And I will see you next week for another episode. Bye!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
At Morrisons, get half-price toys on brands like Hot Wheels and Barbie, plus many more in store. That's more play for them and peace for you.
Morrisons to shop at Morrisons.
Majority of stores subject to availability. Excludes online selected toys. Hot Wheels 10-pack was £23, now £11.50. Barbie Beach doll was £19, now £9.50. Offer ends 14th of April.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.